Walnut Courtyard, Monk's Quarters. To reach the courtyard, walk along the corridor to the left of the staircase. Formerly, this inner courtyard was adorned with walnut trees, but unfortunately, they had to be removed due to disease. The lives of the monks revolved around this courtyard. Their dormitories were on the first floor. On the ground floor, from right to left of this L-shaped building, the refectory, the entrance to the cloister, the chapter house, and the church. An architectural element is missing, a corridor. Turn round and look back at the door you have just come through. Clearly visible on the bricks on both sides of the door is the outline of a corridor that once connected the Abbey Palace to the church. In the middle of this courtyard stands the statue of the educated farmer, erected in 1910 in honor of the first two directors of the Institute. It perfectly illustrates why the Belgian state considered it necessary to found an agricultural institute in 1860. To instruct farmers academically so that they could make the best use of their tools, thus avoiding the recurring famines of the 19th century. Since its foundation, thousands of students worldwide have graduated in agronomy. Why establish the institute within the grounds of the Abbey of Gembloux? For several reasons. The town is surrounded by fertile agricultural land and can be easily reached by road or rail. Farmland was available for practical work, and the premises were large and empty. Push the heavy wooden door in the far corner and turn left. Go through another door and you come to the cloister.